Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Average Joe's Podcast.
We can play dodgeball.
The official podcast of the NCDA.
You want to know what's that? Six grown men playing dodgeball.
From previewing games to talking about the issues, we've got you covered.
Like with those freaks over there.
Hold on, wait for Chris.
Now for screw here. Chris, butter my rice. Hurry up.
Is that coming, Chris? Alex Heichelbeck.
Hello, sports fans.
Season 4, Episode 1, Average Joe's Podcast.
It's beautiful.
Y'all feel the difference? Like, there's a lot less head in the room.
I feel great.
Ding dong.
The head is dead.
Josh Raymer is no longer with us. He's pulled Obi-Wan Kenobi, dissolved off into the nether.
Jesus Christ.
And much like Obi-Wan Kenobi, I have a feeling that he'll only show up when we really don't need him. And
he's not going to help us get the X-Wing.
Help, he won't be here.
He will not help us get the X-Wing out.
No, he will not.
We will do that on our own.
No. It's a long trip to Dagobah.
It is, certainly.
That's our Star Wars moment for the week. My name is Alex Heichelbeck. I'm sure everyone remembers me, of course. Also with us, returning, is the one, the only, the incomparable, the Rice Non.
Griff, you really let me down here.
I feel like I should explain what's going on like I usually try to. We are in Zach Newton's, the Newton Zone. We're here.
The hub.
That's where, the hub. That's where we were recording. And as soon as we showed up, our new intern, Griff.
Hi.
Oh, shut up, Griff.
You don't get to be on air, Griff. You're an intern. As soon as Griff showed up, he was immediately forced to make some boiling bag rice.
Griff, you got to salt and pepper this or something.
apparently seasoning, not the intern's strong suit.
I'm going to have to take care of this myself.
So it's got
you your college credits now, bitch.
We've got myself, Alex Heichelbeck, obviously Zach Newton returning, our new intern, Griffin, also joining us.
Executive producer.
Executive producer, right. Do we have official titles now?
Felix does.
Oh, Felix, the executive producer.
Yeah.
Also, the new head of Western Kentucky Dodgeball.
Woo! Yeah, he's in charge of that, too.
All right. So
and we also have another guest.
Oh, there's another guest. Right.
It's a blonde.
Blonde. Oh, my God, a woman. There's a woman on the podcast.
Yeah. She's the first female on the Western Dodgeball team.
Wow.
Blog about that.
It's about time.
It is.
It is about time.
Griff, I'm serious about this rice, though.
Apparently, Griffin just came
to salt pepper this hellhole.
So, season 4, going to be some big things going on this year. We're going to have the lead up to Western Kentucky University hosting the Nationals come April.
Thank God.
Western Kentucky University already with one game under their belt. We're going to talk about that game a little bit. Break
Thank
that down.
Griffin.
See how Western's doing this. For Western, this is their first year fielding a JV team. So we'll be able to talk about how Western's JV team is looking and maybe talk about what some other schools can do to try to get a JV team started because it was an interesting process for Western.
We'll also be introducing a new character that we have.
I wouldn't even call him a character. He's true.
No, character doesn't describe it. Legend?
Yeah, legend.
Starts to
legend is a good word.
But even then, there's an individual that me and Felix and the intern Griffin met while on vacation in Florida.
We found him stumbling around a kiddie pool.
Yeah.
And he fell face first into
the kiddie pool. 2 in the morning, the kiddie pool was full of PBR cans, and we were trying to convince him that it was a kiddie pool, but he was dead set that it was a hot tub. When told that it couldn't be a hot tub because there were no bubbles, he just looked at us and said, "You've got no bubbles." And we didn't have anything else to say. It was an interesting guy, and so we're going to have him talking to us here later. Interesting guy, Uncle Randy.
He actually remembers the first dodgeball game ever played.
He does.
Apparently. I'm still a little skeptical.
Yeah, he is a mystery surrounded by skepticism. So we'll get to hear from him. What else we got on the docket?
That's a good question.
We'll be previewing the Western Illinois tournament that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a round robin? That's what those are called.
Kind of.
What is it?
We'll figure it out on the break.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you don't script things on Average Joe's Podcast, Season 4, Episode 1.
Did you know Average Joe's is the place where Steve the Pirate gets all his game recaps from?
Yeah.
Joe's feet is the only place for Steve.
You got Eli Manning, that big mouth breathing
beast.
And we're back.
Live action.
Live action indeed. How was the rice? 1 through 10 scales.
Half.
Half?
Half.
One half? Like half of the lowest?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's what I'm saying. Griff.
Scrub boiling bag rice. It's not friggin' risotto.
Griff. The intern. You listen to me and you listen to me good. You son of a bitch.
Third world death is not my specialty.
Hey.
This is listening time.
Griff. It's listening time. If your rice doesn't pick up by the end of the month, you can kiss that college credit goodbye. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
You want to go try again?
Yes. No, we're done with carbs.
No, no.
We'll pick up some more carbs during the break, and we'll see how he does.
Go start now. Sing through your dish.
First game of the season for Western Kentucky University, and I believe it was University of Kentucky's first game as well.
It's the NCAA's first
game. Yeah, it's the NCAA's first game.
Season kickoff.
Western Kentucky University in Lexington with the Wildcats. How'd it go, Felix?
We played pretty well the first half, and the second half we kind of fell apart. We ended up losing 2-1. Ended the first half 1-1 tied. We came the first play to force point to play, mm-hmm. and the second one we didn't.
Now, one of the things I thought that was interesting, it was a very low scoring game, like regular length game, 2 25-minute halves, and the final score was 2-1. Yeah,
that's terrible.
So yeah, only 3 points played for the final. They were in the midst of the fourth point, and time ran out.
Well, after the game, Zach Brown, the new UK captain, mentioned that he wishes that his team wouldn't play so defensively. So I think when two defensive teams play each other, it's going to be low scoring.
Yeah,
it's way different from last season. We lost 8 players from last season, and a lot of those guys were our headstrong, like full-blown attackers.
Yeah, yeah.
So our game will change, but I don't want it to be boring.
Yeah, and I noticed... and this is just kind of after 3 years on the team, I've noticed Western has kind of a pattern that they fall into. It seems like any time Western wins their first game, it seems like Western's first point is always their strongest point. That seems to always be the way it works. For instance, at the Kentucky game this last weekend, the first point was over, I don't know if I'd say quickly.
It was 6 minutes.
Yeah, that is quick. So it was a 6-minute point. I don't remember what the player count was for Western 10-0. At the end. Yeah, it was 10-0. So Western
was really doing quite well that first game, which I've noticed seems to be a recurring trend for WKU's team is they play that first point is the strongest point they play all game.
I have a special announcement.
Okay.
Those of you who have made it to minute like 6, it's recording, Felix. Shut up. You just let me handle this. Minute, I guess now 8 of the podcast. You'll notice a sudden increase in sound quality due to the fact that I didn't realize that the USB mic was not actually plugged in.
I was wondering why it was echoing so much.
I won't talk about contributing factors to that decision.
Oh, can we?
No.
Okay.
But do note there is a little red light on the microphone that was on, so I assumed it was working. But assuming makes an ass out of me.
You and me.
No, but it doesn't really... Like, you didn't mess up. Like,
no,
I did this.
No,
I did this.
Well, the people listening
you're
would feel like an ass.
He's wrong.
Oh, my God.
I dropped the ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first.
That should be a ringtone.
It's a season of first. Griff, how much time on my new rice?
3 minutes.
Griff sucked it up.
Griff admitted to the group that he does not have much skill at manufacturing third world foods.
Because Griff delicacies. Is apparently a racist.
Third world delicacies.
Griff is a racist.
Moving on. So, as we were saying.
Yeah, Western.
Felix, you're kind of in charge. You're the tactician for Western now. Why do you think it is that Western plays so strong that first point? Do you think does Western's play detract, or do you think the other team is Western's kind of game plan just that easy for the team they're playing to pick up on and retaliate against?
I think it has a combination of that, and after we win our first point, we feel like we can relax because in years past, UK has gotten significantly better the last 2 years. Like, I was really surprised by their performance this weekend. And I think that once our players were confident how easily we won that first point, they thought that they didn't have to try as hard for the second one. And so after they beat the second one, we just thought, man, hey, maybe it's just a fluke. Third point we came in after halftime, still sucked it up.
Yep, 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 yep. It was not a pretty thing, but it's definitely something Western needs to work on. Something else Western needs to work on is catching freaking dodgeballs.
We caught 5 balls.
The whole game. There was one specific individual on University of Kentucky's team, number 24, yep. Don't know his name, hands like glue. He caught 5 balls in 1 point. He caught one individual on Kentucky's team, caught more balls in 1 point than Western caught all game. And we talked about the same thing at Nationals. That is Western's Achilles heel. That and our seeming inability to throw group throws.
Yeah.
So,
it's like a discipline, what it boils down to.
Exactly.
I think we still play too much, and this is just... See, I'm a blocker. I've got a lot of time to watch what's going on. For example, that first point of the Kentucky game, I literally did not walk out of about a 3-foot circle. it was not a blocker's game. I think I had a ball once, and as soon as I got it, handed it off to a thrower. Not my game. So I have a lot of time to sit back and observe. I'm terrible at dodgeball. I'm just going to throw it out. I feel like Zach Newton has been incredibly honest thus far. I feel like I should do the same. I have a lot of time to sit back and watch, and I feel like Western has no, at least from my perspective, we just lose any and all sense of strategy. And when we do get our strategy back, it consists of a handful of people standing up at the throw line, yelling orders back and forth at each other.
Oh, you know what's the most amazing thing? Watching over the game footage, we would have more balls than UK, and we would be up against the back wall.
Yeah. I feel like that's just a lack of communication.
And also, I mean, we had 4 new guys that had 2 practices under their belt, and we threw them in the varsity game. So, I mean, we lost 8 great players this season. So, I mean, there's a lot of confidence issues that we're going to have to deal with, but I'm certain that by the time we go to the Western Illinois not-tournament,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be
not-tournament tournament?
Yeah.
That doesn't
make a bit of sense.
No, it doesn't.
Griff, rice check.
Minute.
Sweet!
We're winding down.
Griff, start looking for seasonings and spices.
Look, get some Lowry season salt.
Dude, there's some Emeralds Southwest Essence.
Oh, bam!
If a little bit of Frank's Red Hot is okay, oh but God. I want to watch you do it.
Oh, wait. So
because I don't want you to just put a shit ton of hot sauce in my rice and I throw it.
There's a bleep.
Yeah, there's another bleep.
No, that's the first one.
I said there's a bleep. I didn't say which one.
Anyways.
Said another.
One of the things that I noticed at the national tournament that's kind of just now striking me, especially after watching the game footage, I've noticed that when Western is out on the court, everybody is yelling orders at everybody else, but I'm remembering back from when I was watching us play like Saginaw and Grand Valley. It seemed like they had certain people on their team that you knew you were supposed to listen to. I feel like, you know, for our team, for instance, Felix, you should be one of the ones that gets listened to, but because every single individual on the team is constantly yelling cross or move up or attack or catch or look out or yelling obscenities at fellow teammates, I feel like if we had 2 or 3 just central people to listen to, I feel like that would be a big help for us. So, you know, be kind of like having captains on the court.
I mean, that's something I definitely have to work on because I'm a way different leader than Raymer was because Raymer wasn't that good at dodgeball, so he would stand in the back and he would lead from behind.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be proactive and I like to be very active in the game.
William Wallace.
There you go.
Yes.
William Wallace. So,
I try to lead by example, which doesn't work with some of the individuals on our team, I guess.
Yeah, and I feel like another part of it is, there's, and I think we've talked about this in the podcast before, there's an obvious distinction between the people that are there to, you know, play the game and work on strategy and get better and succeed, and then there's the people where it's just kind of a pastime for them. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's very hard, you know, when you've got people at practice that aren't willing to put time into the drills and aren't willing to work with any of the kind of strategy stuff. It's very difficult to work around those players or work with those players, I should say.
Right.
So the varsity game ended in 2-1 or ended at 2-1. Kentucky. I agree with what you said earlier. Kentucky's team is looking great this year. There's a couple of individuals that really, really stuck out.
Number one.
Yeah, number one, Cannon. No one even got close to trying to catch
down. I caught his ball.
You did?
I caught his ball at the last point.
I wasn't paying attention.
That's because Felix goes hard.
Yeah, Felix does go hard. Number one, amazing arm. We talked about 24 and his ability to catch. They've got a lot of small, kind of wiry guys who are really good at getting up to the front and
sticking
there. Number 11
and number 8 definitely stand out of my mind.
And one of the things I noticed with a couple of those smaller guys, it seemed like the same guys would pair up every time. Like, I know for us, for instance, me as a blocker, I just kind of look for a thrower that's moving forward. It almost looked like they, and I might be way off on here, but it looked like to a certain extent they had designated pairs out on the court. Because I always saw two people at the same thing, which seemed to be an advantage for them because they kind of knew what each other were doing. So a lot of good strategy, a lot of really good players on their part. Just need to get them some more badass jerseys, I guess.
That sounds like you have like you build chemistry between your thrower and your blocker. And so your blocker knows where he needs to stand to protect the thrower and not like crowd the motion.
So, I mean, my favorite...
That's really good game preparation, though.
Yeah. Well, my favorite example is, I know something me and you talked about, Zach, watching, I believe it was Grand Valley that we played at Nationals.
Yeah.
When they went into their defensive formation. Do you remember that one?
No.
They would split up into three parts. If you had a ball, you would go to either the left corner or the right corner, and you would set up to block. And any people that maybe weren't your strongest catcher would set up behind those people with the ball. So you'd almost have kind of like a shield wall. Your blockers up front, your not-so-strong catchers back behind them. And then the people on Grand Valley's team that were strong catchers would kind of cluster right in the middle with no blockers, anything like that. So the team that was, you know, going to attack, your option was to either throw at these corners where you've got someone set up to block or throw at the middle where you know their best catchers are. I mean, it was, in my mind, the perfect defense in dodgeball. And that's kind of what I'm seeing Kentucky do. Is I don't know if they're doing it intentionally or if they're just that, you know, good at being that spontaneous, but they're really setting up a really strong defense, it looked like to me. That another thing that Western just can't get a hold of, they were really quick to switch from defense to offense. One of the things that Felix was pointing out, there's a lot of situations, and this isn't just Western, where even a team that has the majority of the dodgeballs will get pushed back onto the defense and be back on the back line just because the other team is so quick to push on the offense. I feel like that's something that Western needs to work on, and something that other teams are really able to capitalize on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, so, that was my sports breakdown for the day, I guess.
Awesome. You know,
Griff, this rice significantly better.
Hey. Intern's making improvements. Intern, you got anything to say about dodgeball? I mean, you're new. I feel like maybe we should get to know you just a little bit, even though you are just a lowly intern.
That's enough.
Let's let him have something. Tell us about yourself, Griffin. Just a little bit of background.
My name is Griffin Tucker, and I hail from Campbell's.
Let's try not mumbling, okay? Let's enunciate.
Speak up, Griff. Don't be
a bad. I have a problem with mumbling. And
just knock at the door.
It's haunted me since I was a child. Oh. I'm very subconscious about it.
Well, now I feel like an ass.
I've got to go check the door.
Oh, Zach's on his way out. So,
not like Raver.
No. Oh, Raver, you will not be missed. I mean, you will be missed. One of those two.
All right, do you want to mention the JV game a little bit?
I would like to do that. I was actually going to segue into that, but now there's no need for a segue because you just created its own segue. So go for it. JV game followed up immediately afterwards.
JV game was played between all of our new players. Most of them had two practices under the belt versus about half of the varsity team of UK and about half of new guys.
Yeah, there so, it wasn't a full JV.
No, but I mean, it was just
born on the red hot.
It was a way for our players to get some experience.
Yeah, one of those JV players is here. Anything to add about the game? How it went? No, shaking her head. No, she's not interested.
Not really much of a talker. Though.
It's like the anti-Zach Newton. It is like the exact opposite of Zach Newton, because she's quiet, introspective, attractive, seems intelligent.
Hey, man, I'm very introspective.
he is introspective. I'm glad that's the one he decided to take offense to.
Smells good.
I mean, I'm no George Clooney.
He's no George Clooney indeed. by the way, just on another quick side note, that new George Clooney movie, The American, terrible. They spend three quarters of the movie riding around in a car, and they're not even talking. They're just in the car. it's like watching Driving Miss Daisy on mute.
It was terrible. Just terrible. Scott Pilgrim, on the other hand, stupendous. Robin Hood, also stupendous. So
wow,
check
Robin
those out.
Hood. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was like Gladiator 2. It's like it was like all the good parts of Gladiator without the bitch and moaning about his dead wife and kid.
Dead wife and kids.
It's so played
out.
Shit,
I've got four of those.
What, dead wives and kids?
You pick.
Right. So, JV team, I was gone for that segment of the game. The game was in
Where
Mexico.
Were you, Alex?
I had some other business to attend to.
What kind of business?
Businessy business.
What kind of businessy?
We just talked about this. We're not getting into this.
Why not? Something you're ashamed of?
Because so anyways, the game ended
I'll
in
bring
a
up
six...
the thing on that shelf. That's
hey,
why.
Man. That's
the vase?
The game ended in a 6-0
ooh,
victory
sweet.
For UK.
That's good.
It was mainly, again, just to give our players some experience.
Yeah, and we've got a JV person here. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. And that's what it's all about.
Ball.
Another thing that I noticed, and I'm sure I'll bring this up a couple times throughout the season, still a huge problem that I think we're having, and one of the things that's definitely going to get in the way of us being taken more seriously, is the animosity, I guess, that occurs on the court.
That's a big word.
I know.
Most of our viewers probably don't know what that means. Could you explain that?
Animosity is the... let me just back up a little bit.
Okay.
It's a very physical sport. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of aggression. It's a very physical sport. Unlike a lot of other sports, the majority of the scoring, the majority of people going out is, you know, on the honor system. It's not like, you know, football where it's very obvious where the ball is. It's very easy for you to get hit and argue that you didn't get hit or, you know, argue that it was a block. And that's, you know, I don't think there's any way to solve that unless we start dunking the paintballs in paint, or paintballs, the dodgeballs in paint. Got ahead of myself there.
That'd make a mess.
But because of, you know, how questionable some of these calls can be, there's a lot of anger. And that very quickly turns into teams screaming back and forth, usually a lot of obscenities too. And I feel like it's very difficult to be taken more serious as, a sport, albeit a club sport, if, you know, people show up to watch the games and it's a bunch of people screaming the F word back and forth at each other.
God forbid we act like a bunch of hockey players.
Yeah. Well, unless it gets to the point where people show up at the dodgeball games just for the profanity. And then it'd be just like hockey, only has fights in hockey. So that's just something, and I know we talked about this last year, that's something that the coaches definitely need to talk about, and it's also something that we've got to start stressing to the referees. You've got to tell the referees that if there's ever an argument that starts up, you tell them what the call is, and if you're not sure about the call, just make a judgment call, and then just make it that way. I think, you know, we talked earlier about maybe bringing in technical fouls, which I think is a terrible decision, but if that's what we've got to do to, you know, kind of mellow this thing out, maybe that's what it'll take. So I noticed a lot of that, and it's never just one team. It's definitely a two-way road. So something I'd like to see fixed, but
yep.
You know, I'm a pacifist. Look at me. Not a lot of fighting going on in this frame.
I had a dream like a week ago about getting in a fight. I've really wanted to get in a fight since then, but not really that much. Like, I wouldn't go out and provoke somebody.
Yeah. So, we were talking about the JV team. What allowed Western to have a JV team this year, Felix? What'd you do differently to get the numbers?
Well, after the NCAA rule started being enforced that you can only bring 20 people per team, per game, whatever that rule is,
yeah,
I didn't want to tell anybody they couldn't play dodgeball because it's dodgeball and it's supposed to be fun. So,
it's like being told. It's like being told to sit out at hacky sack.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
So this summer, I just thought of some pretty good recruiting things. We sat outside of our
gyms.
Yeah, I guess
fitness and activity center.
Yeah, I sat out there for
which
four
is
hours.
Very
in
the
hot
nice
seat.
Now.
Very
the,
nice.
The new renovations are quite nice. Kudos, Western. It's about time you built something worthwhile.
I guess.
Hey-o!
Hey, man.
Everyone else in the dodgeball nation will get to see that center.
Hey, come yeah, April. They will. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. A little more stuff coming up with the national tournament.
Well,
so
we just promoted the club like hell and just got all these people interested. We actually had people come up to us and were like, hey, we've heard of you guys.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. We actually have a guy on the JV team who went to one of the high schools that we do our charity tournaments at. And he said that one of the deciding factors for him to come to school to Western was to play dodgeball.
Oh, he's
which in
know.
My mind is either really sad or really
say,
cool.
50-1, he graduates with a business major. Because I was like, I wasn't worried about academics. I wasn't worried about how safe the campus was. Wasn't worried about the housing or the food. I just heard I could throw red rubber balls at other dudes. That is a business degree if I've ever
man,
heard
it's not
one.
Just dudes anymore, man.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I'm being so chauvinist.
Don't be so indignant.
At the end of the JV game.
Indignant? You just throw... See, I use the word chauvinist, and you want to try to throw a big word out, so you just pull indignant out of nowhere? Not even applicable.
It's lemonade, man.
Applicable means correct in that situation. It's about time I've got something on you, because your sports references last year were killing me. So,
At the end of the JV game, UK also had a woman JV player. So we had a one-on-one gladiator-style game. Our girl against theirs.
Who's the question, though? Unbiased. Whose JV girl is hotter?
Ours.
Oh, yeah, ours is.
Hands off.
Heck yeah. Hands off.
Not playing that game.
Look at where my hands are.
Whoa. Let me see you do it with noise.
Oh, it's going to be another one of those years. Dodgeball Nation, it's going to be another one of those years. Coming up, we've still got to hear from Uncle Randy. We've got your public service announcement, as always. Talk a little bit about the national tournament next year. And
the Western Illinois non-tournament tournament?
Yeah, and the Western Illinois tournament that's not a tournament.
Griff.
Yes.
Kudos on the rise.
Hey, Griffin!
Yeah. Average Joe's Podcast.
This is Average Joe's Podcast, delivered by The Topper Taxi. The only way to get home when you're smash-faced.
Normally we would have a phone call at this portion, but instead, I guess we've got a guest. He just kind of wandered into the studio.
Yeah. Never seen him before in our life.
So, go ahead and introduce yourself, I guess. Sir, there's no drinking in here. There's no drinking.
Yeah, we don't drink in the studio.
You're underestimating this room. There's obviously drinking in this room.
I guess you have proved me wrong. So, what is your name, sir? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Randall T. Studebaker.
And the T stands for?
Thaddeus.
Randall Thaddeus Studebaker. That is... but I see here you go by Uncle Randy?
No, whatever.
What was that?
Oh, whatever.
Oh, okay. So, what do you do? What do you do for a living, Mr. Randy?
Not much. I won the lottery in 1960.
Really? The lot? What was the jackpot for that one?
$100,000.
Wow. And so are you just living off of that?
It's all gone. But I did win.
Wait, how did you spend $900,000 in the 60s?
Scratch off tickets.
Wait, you bought $900,000 $1 scratch off tickets.
Yep.
And you won, how much you win off those?
Well, I won 20,000 1-liter bottles of Coke.
So, in today's money, that's still just 20,000 1-liter bottles of Coke.
What did you do with all the 1-liters?
Oh, God. Ruined my kidneys.
That's
so, we've got a little note card here that it looks like you wrote up your own questions and brought them in for us to ask.
That's what Griff the intern got out of them all.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been sleeping on the stoop for a week.
And I noticed Griff the intern was shaking when he left the interview, so we'll check on him. So I see here you've got a dog.
Puddles, yes.
Puddles, right. Tell us about Puddles. Where'd he come from?
Well, Africa. I got her on her safari, and she's a hyena. About 3 feet high at the shoulders.
Do you have a picture of...
No, not any without kids being eaten.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, we can't...
Sweetest goddamn dog.
Noted.
So, Randy, where are you from? There seems to be a mystery.
Oh, Roanoke. The Lost Colony, actually.
Roanoke, Virginia.
When were you born?
Sunday. Like, it was a cold Sunday.
What year?
Before the wall came down.
Before the Berlin Wall came down.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of years before the wall came down, Randy.
I've been drinking.
So found a youth, I guess. And it says here you're a war veteran. Tell me about that.
Well, I fought in 3 world wars.
The World War I, World War II, and...
The Gold War.
The Gold War.
Better than the Cold War ever was.
Is there a reason I've never heard of that one?
No, it happened in California.
Oh. We don't get a lot of news in Kentucky from California.
You've been sleeping on the... on the step in front of the apartment for like a week, but your car is in the parking lot without a permit. You haven't been towed. You drive a Firebird?
Who's going to tow a Firebird?
Oh, no one when they see me with a gun.
I will be honest, I've never seen a Firebird with an exterior gun rack on it before. You are Mad Maxing it up, sir. You are Mad Maxing it up.
It looks like a red from... What color is exactly is the Firebird?
I like to call it natural. Some people refer to it as rust.
So that would explain that it's a patina is what it is.
It's a nice color, really.
It is.
How many miles does it have on it? I heard you bought it new.
When I hit a million, the odometer exploded. So not really sure.
So I looked in the front, and he's just got a one and then a bunch of zeros drawn out in a black permanent marker, so...
Had my girlfriend do that.
Oh, so you're dating someone?
A couple.
Randy.
Well, don't get him in trouble.
No, I'm not. I'll never. Not on the air.
Griff the intern, his handwriting is a little terrible, but it says that you fought in Germany from 1942 to 1952.
And I believe the war was over early 1940s.
No one told me the war was over.
So
you noticed that the Germans quit shooting back?
It was really easy. It's a good year for Randall.
It's a good year for Randall. So you spend another, if my math is correct,
7 years?
7 years fighting in Germany after the wars. What finally brought you out of the war?
The wall coming down, actually. I spent the next 30 drinking in Germany.
Oh my gosh.
God
so,
damn it, I love those krauts.
this is officially gone to hell.
So the last thing I have written on... the set of questions that you wrote for yourself, apparently. It says, Uncle Randy's word of the day, or Uncle Randy, what is it?
Uncle Randy's words of wisdom.
Uncle Randy's words of wisdom. Is that a book, or what do you have?
I agree with Griff that I would come in if I could share wisdom with the world.
Oh, well, the world is listening. The dodgeball community, so
Griff
go for
making
it.
Deals.
All right, well, Uncle Randy's word of wisdom for today is, treat every woman like a princess. Treat every man like an enemy.
That's good.
And treat every beer like it's the last goddamn beer on the earth. Thank you.
Thank you, Uncle Randy. I hope
Dear
to hear from you again
sweet
soon.
God.
We hope to see you again sometime soon.
Okay.
Not if I see you first.
Uncle Randy, everybody. Uncle Randy.
Where's Griff? Griff, get in here.
Coming.
I said in here, Griff, not in the doorway.
Sorry.
Griff, are you here now?
Yes.
Ah. Don't ever bring hobos off the street, Griff.
He had a knife.
I have a gun. What have we learned?
It's an airsoft gun.
Oh, God!
Shoot!
No! Hold on.
And now for a public service announcement.
Hey, guys. It's Zach Newton. In that last segment, we did a stunt involving a firearm. It's really important that you guys know that you shouldn't play with guns. Because guns are serious. So if you hear sounds like that, you should probably run away from wherever you are, especially if you're in a bad neighborhood. It's really important, guys, that you be safe when you have guns. You might shoot your friend's face off or something. It's a serious downer when you shoot off your friend's face.
And now you know, and knowing's half the battle. Avoid sketchy neighborhoods.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Pep Boys. Cars like us, people love us, and Simply Lemonade. This shit's delicious.
Not really sponsored by Pep Boys or Simply Lemonade.
Disclaimer.
Whatever. Back to live action. All
right, we're back. It's been an interesting one. Episode one, interesting thus far. What I would like to discuss, just a wee bit of, I know that we talked about it a little bit last time, but I think we're a little farther along in the planning. Any new developments with Nationals at Western in April?
It's going to be badass.
It's going to be badass. How many teams are we looking?
We're having a maximum of 16 teams.
16.
Yes. We're capping that off at 16.
So just out of curiosity, and I'm sure that there's going to be a couple teams, because there's obviously more than 16 teams in the league now. And one of the things that I'm really hoping is with Western being a little more centrally located, you know, up in Michigan, will have a better chance of, say, you know, like the team from Louisiana, maybe even the team from Phoenix or wherever, coming out to this one. How is that going to work? Are the standings going to come to play, or is it just going to be first come, first serve?
Alex Bomas, Raymer, and I over the summer drew up a plan on how to do the national tournament bidding style. The top four teams from last year will get a bid. Okay, along with the top four teams from last year, the top team at the end of February 15th of the current standings, and then the winner of the Michigan Dodgeball Cup, the Ohio Dodgeball Cup, and the Kentucky Dodgeball Cup will all get a priority bid, and they will get 2 weeks to register their team.
Thank God Western gets in automatically. Yeah. It sucks to be kicked out of your own national tournament.
So
we're a good team. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They didn't play like it on Saturday.
Oh, burn.
Yeah.
And
then the remaining spots will be open registration, which will be for another 2 weeks. And any team can bid, and it's just first come, first serve. That's the only fair way to do it.
So we literally will turn teams away.
Yeah, we have to, because over 16 teams is just getting too big for a two-day tournament.
Yeah, and I know especially with, you know, with Preston Center, where we'll be having the tournament, taking up so much of their floor space, so much of their facility.
I had to reserve the court almost a year ahead of time.
Yeah, and any news on possibly getting into
Diddle?
That's still in the works.
Still in the works.
So it would only be for the final game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The final game would be in Diddle Arena, the actual basketball arena here at Western. I know that one of the things that I'm kind of excited about, just from looking at some of the planning stuff, are some of the different things we're hoping to do at this tournament. I know in some of the tournaments past, it's kind of something that teams had the host team had planned on doing, and they were just never able to get to it. What kind of things are you wanting to do this tournament, just kind of other than just the games?
Well, we're going to have the skills challenge. We're going to...
My idea!
Go, Zach.
Yep. So, we'll have competitions for the fastest throw, the fastest team average, the best hands in the league, featuring the Rob 9000, which is our slingshot machine.
Once it gets fixed.
Yeah, it had to be fixed after nailing a... Oh, that was the funniest damn thing I've ever seen.
That was
I
was very proud of me destroying that guy. That was great.
What'd you do?
He didn't come
back. At the first practice, had the Rob. We had some guys that had been over playing basketball come over wanting to try it out, and somebody got in front of it, and I just pulled one back like 100%, and just hit this dude square in the face, snapped his head back, and he almost went down. It was. I was very proud.
That was beautiful.
Half the team fell on the ground laughing. It was
great.
Absolutely hilarious.
So the Rob will be there. Speed challenge will be nice. And you mentioned something about like a Michigan versus the world.
Yes, the All-Star game.
How's that going to work?
Each team will choose their two best players to represent either Michigan or the world. And
depending on where you're from.
Yeah.
And I think that since that was my idea too. That if you're a native of Michigan but you attend school elsewhere, you can play for the Michigan team. I think it should be on native states.
So it's like when Yao Ming goes back and plays for China?
Yeah, yeah. So you're native state, and you have to bring a birth certificate. Or at least something that is where you're born on it. All
right. That will be another thing that we're actually going to enforce. Not birth certificates, but student IDs at the national tournament. Each player will have to have a student ID representing their... school, because
is there a reason for that?
There was apparently a problem with that last year concerning one team having players from other schools. So we're gonna try and prevent that, and we will turn people away just because it's the only fair way to do it. And if we're trying to get this league like truly legit, then that's what we're gonna have to start doing.
Yeah. And one of the things that I'll be working on in the coming months, because I will hopefully, if all goes according to plan, be graduated by next April, so I'll only be there in support capacity. Just trying to streamline some of the stuff, like helping find hotels close to campus, helping with food, stuff like that. I'm hoping to put together just like a little folder kind of thing to send out to each team, just so that, you know, when they show up, because I know it's obviously very difficult to run one of these tournaments. It gets very hectic. And the schedule you come up with will never be right on, but I'm hoping to actually give each team a copy of the schedule. Because I know at Nationals last year, everyone was supposed to be in the gym at like 10. Like one team rolled in at 1, and they were like, oh, we thought it started at 1. So it threw the whole thing off by, 3 hours. So hopefully we'll be able to avoid that.
Yeah.
Any other, Zach, this is applicable to you as well, any other pertinent information for the national tournament? New Jerseys by then.
Oh, Western. Right? Western will have New Jerseys.
Yeah.
They are sweet looking.
Yeah. Well, whose idea was that?
It was Newton's.
That was my idea. Good. I don't know if the whole Under Armour thing is going to happen.
It's not. We found other companies.
Oh.
No sponsorships, but cheap.
There you go. So get ready, Dodgeball World.
Yeah, so you can go to hell, Under Armour. We don't need you and your discounts. I take that back. We love Under Armour.
Yeah.
Don't want to burn that bridge.
Please don't.
Because you know their ad exec is just sitting, just trolling Dodgeball Podcast.
Is there more than one?
I hope not. Because if we have any kind of competition, we're through.
Whatever happened to Ben Subcheck's The Purple Cobra Podcast?
Whatever happened to Ben Subcheck?
That's another story for another
day. I don't even know if he's still alive. So
I doubt it. I hope not.
Yeah, I mean,
I could do without that
polls do have short life expectancy in the States. I don't know that. I don't think that's a fact. I just if you can hear this, Ben, and you're not homeless or dead.
Give us a ring, man.
Yeah, give us a ring. Let us know you're still okay. We want to hear how things are going. So I guess maybe that's it for now. We'll take a minute, get everything right, and I think maybe all we've got left to talk about is the tournament.
Yep.
I don't know enough about it to even try to talk about it.
Well, cool. Then we should be able to get through it quickly, and then you can rant for a few minutes, and I'll go home and have dinner. This is Average Joe's Podcast, Season 4. Woo! Meow!
Now your game time preview.
Well, at least that wasn't weird.
Mark, yep, we back. Yep, is that Uncle Randy is naked outside of the studio? He's showering in the water coming out of your gutter outside of his car.
Oh,
look away! God, dead. Hold on. Get off our property!
Go to hell.
Okay, yeah, he's not going anywhere. Just shut the window.
Just want to tell the vagrant. Griff! Griff!
Yes.
Go tell your vagrant uncle to piss off.
It's not his uncle. I think it's like Uncle Ruckus, no relation.
No, I'm blaming Griff for this.
Griff, you've just adopted
Griff, you're
an uncle.
You're the one that told him he could come in.
Griff's adoptive uncle.
He keeps trying to cut me.
Like in line or with a knife?
He seems like a cuddler, too. Is he a cuddler?
He wants to cuddle my face. It squeezed my neck way too hard.
Did you give me a hug?
A neck hug.
We call it a headlock, Griff. A neck hug.
Griff, you're not familiar with the Average Joe's parlance? Neck hug. What is he, Half-Life? Get that one.
What?
Head crabs.
Head crab, neck hug? There's no similarity.
Shut up. You don't know me.
You're full of rice. We're content.
Griff.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Don't bring him back.
Don't bring him back.
He has that fiber. He can go wherever he wants.
He's a free man. According to the paper he left, he has diplomatic immunity from over 14 different countries.
Apparently,
and it says here he has 2 PhDs. One of them was stolen, and the other one was obtained through blackmail.
Apparently, he remembers the first dodgeball game I ever played, though.
Yeah, he told me that.
He also remembers Atlantis.
Yeah.
Atlantis, the mythical city in the ocean.
Not the
Randy,
Disney movie.
Randy, why don't you come back in here and tell us about the first
dodgeball
game?
No, please. The doors are locked. He's still naked outside under the gutter.
Please do not bring that naked.
Yeah, we'll bring him back
to my home.
Okay, look, he's toweling off in the back of the Firebird, so I think we're good to maybe finish
hopefully
this bad boy out. So the next
there.
Big thing coming up in dodgeball in this neck of the woods is Felix.
The Western Illinois Not Tournament Tournament.
Tournament, right. It is a tournament that is not a tournament. Why is it a tournament that's not a tournament?
There's going to be 4 teams there playing games, but there will be no winner. It's just a chance to get games in.
Okay, so where is it at?
Western Illinois University in Macomb, Illinois.
And the teams
Where's
will
Macomb,
be...
Macomb, Illinois?
Western Illinois.
Thank you.
Ooh, got it.
Thank
and the team, the teams will be whom?
Western Kentucky, Western Illinois, DePaul, and... Wisconsin Platteville.
Oh, DePaul, man. Is Kyle Dahl going to be there? Cause,
I think so.
Oh, because him and DePaul still got beef.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, that's a burgeoning rivalry.
Yeah, what we need to do is just get a picture of those two shaking hands. Because I thought it was going to...
his fingers in the handshake.
What is it? I feel like I haven't heard it in months. What is it you always say about Kyle Dahl?
He's just dumb. But he's excited.
I believe your exact words are always, God bless him, but he's dumb.
Kid can throw a dodgeball like 110 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Just dumber than a bag of hair.
Is he one of the participants in the Awesome?
Yes, he's the creator.
He's the creator of the Awesome, right.
Was he the creator or was Jack Attack the creator?
I think it was Dahl.
I don't, you know what, I like Kyle, but I think it's Jack, because I think Kyle is too dumb, actually.
Also,
you know
what's
actually
like,
interesting? Hmm. Kyle Dahl just got accepted in the nursing program at Western.
So he's going to be a MERS?
Yes, he's actually very intelligent.
Gaylord
Falcon.
Well, you don't have to be smart to be a nurse.
That's just because, you know, nursing is a profession usually reserved for women. In order to meet, like, Title IX requirements.
Oh, my God. And so for the first time, a sexist statement is made with a woman in the room. Yes.
How do you feel?
Yes. Thumbs up.
She didn't even say anything.
She's the only show. She's the only chauvinist female in the Bible Belt. So
the Bible Belt.
Oh man. So I had some. Oh right. Another thing that I would just like to bring up. A member of our team, Tyler Jury, participated in a rather interesting activity over this summer.
You start growing shrooms?
No.
No, the exact opposite. Actually, what he did was him and a couple of. Fellow members from Fiji, the fraternity he's in, did a bike ride all the way across the country to raise money and awareness about Alzheimer's. And they literally went from, do you remember where exactly they started?
I think it was Los Angeles.
Yeah, started like Los Angeles and went all the way to D.C., right?
Yeah, well, to the coast. Yeah,
to the coast. Yeah. They went through D.C.
Their bike tires touched both oceans.
Yeah, so that was really cool. Congratulations. I believe he said, and I hope I'm quoting the right number, I believe he said they raised around $50,000.
Yeah,
out of that whole thing. So, congratulations, Tyler Jury. That is an awesome thing. Kudos. Just showing that not all dodgeball players are assholes. You got your Kyle Dahls on one end, and you got your Tyler Jury saving the planet on the other end.
That's way more legit than growing shrooms.
It is.
I never knew that the polar opposite of growing shrooms was riding a bike across the United States.
Yeah, well, you, that'll
learn
be on the ACT.
Every day, man.
That'll be on the ACT, like. Growing shrooms is to riding bikes as
ice is
to bike. Polar opposites. So keep that written down if that ever comes up. Got some trivia for you. That tournament coming up, you said it's a way for teams to kind of just rack up more games. This is something that kind of confused me.
Also, it's October 23rd.
October 23rd, right. Is it too late for other teams to sign up?
I don't think so. You'd have to talk to Tim Woolhead.
Yeah, just blow up Tim Woolhead. Not like in a physical way.
Yeah,
like,
please don't.
Like in a Keisha way. Like blowing up his phone. Like Keisha.
Please don't attach a bomb to Tim. What's his last name?
Woolhead.
Tim Woolhead. Do not bomb Tim Woolhead. Do not blow him up.
God, I'm going to feel like a dick now. Are you? Okay, just checking. Moving on. One of the things that I was always concerned about, or always confused me, you know, the way we've got the ranking system set up for the NCDA, it's basically just your win-loss ratio,
yep.
Correct?
Your percentage.
So if you played one game and won that game and didn't play anything else for the season, you'd be seeded first.
Yes.
We've got to come up with some kind of system.
Believe me,
we should not be second in the nation.
They tried everything last season. They tried to come up with some ridiculously complicated formula.
Oh, like to
like,
put
dude,
weights.
Like BCS and
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta start factoring in strength of schedule.
Well, what
strength of schedule,
dude, it's legit.
What we did was we decided that we'll continue to do the percentages just because that's completely even and fair and everyone understands it. And then
yeah.
Ben Murphy and. I forgot who the other guy is. They come out with their power rankings every once in a while. I think Stein.
Ben Stein? Win no. Ben Stein's money?
Bueller. No. Stein from
Mueller. Mueller.
Right.
Jason Stein, maybe?
So I guess I'm not much of a math Jason guy, Stein. So I figured there was just like, oh, you just plug in another 3 and an X and factor out the Y, and boom, you got a better way to do it.
Because
we shouldn't be ranked where we are. But I guess for now. In a sport where you don't have a set number of games, you know, it's not like the NFL, we don't have a 13-week schedule.
We need to.
Yeah, well, it's just so difficult to do with how the teams are scattered. Mm-hmm. So maybe in the future when it gets a little more, maybe when it gets a little more organized, we'll be able to work that out.
We need conferences.
Yeah.
Man, I could just drop it.
That's what Western needs is another Sun Belt team to suck at a sport.
Hey, man. There's only one of those, and it starts with a foot. And ends with a ball.
It usually starts with a foot and ends up with someone stomping our head in the grass is what it finishes with.
That's about it. Hey, man, they're getting better.
Yeah, but they're still terrible.
Well, I mean, you guys lost to Kentucky, too.
Who's you guys?
The dodgeball
game? Yeah, but that's dodgeball.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. They don't pump millions of dollars into us.
We get nothing. We get sport club funding.
Yeah, but if you look at the money that Western's football team gets compared to UK's, it's like looking at the money that
Touché.
Our dodgeball team gets compared to our football
team. All I gotta say, when did, what was the UK-Florida game? Did that already happen?
Yeah, they got that piss beat out of them.
Who did?
UK. hey, note to...
Tim Tebow's gone, but y'all still can't pick up the slack.
note to UK's defensive coordinator. There was a guy, he was wearing jersey number 8... hung about 6 touchdowns on you. Usually after about touchdown 2 or 3, you might want to be like, hey, he's in there. Might want to put somebody on him real tight. God, it's like you let Tom Brady call the defense.
Oh, God, not this again.
Hey, you know what?
Hold on. Where's my... I don't have any kind of timer. Do you want... Can you get it out in a minute?
No. I'm just going to go until it's empty.
All right, go for
it. Tom Brady.
Hold on. Lean in close, because I want to make sure we pick this up.
Tom Brady.
Wait, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who haven't joined us before, this happens every episode. This is usually the only good part of this broadcast.
You have 1 minute.
Now would be a good time to turn it up. You got 1 minute. Zach Newton starting now. Go.
Tom Brady has a shag haircut now, which means Tom Brady looks more like a woman than he ever has before. Tom Brady, I hate you. I hate you.
The drapes finally match the genitalia.
What, fuzzy and unwanted? Like, seriously, Tom Brady, if Tom Brady died in a fire, I would be there making sure they had enough gasoline. Okay? Oh. I hate Tom Brady. You know what? Here are things that I love. Jay Cutler, because he plays for the Bears. Aaron Rodgers, because he's a man.
Scotch.
And Drew Brees. You know why? Because Drew Brees is practically Jesus Christ when it comes to being on a football field and throwing touchdown passes. You know what? You don't talk about his birthmark like that while he's not around to defend himself.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Drew Brees.
You have 10 seconds.
Drew Brees is 10 times the man that Tom Brady is. And I have a ball hair that's at least 5 times the man that Tom Brady is.
And time!
All right. That was... I like how normally you end really riled up. I feel like it makes it even more potent that you finish on kind of a ball hair. Tom Brady. Like, just kind of fade
out.
Yeah,
Tom Brady. Ball hair.
Feels real Mad Men.
Almost the same level of talent.
Yeah. Well.
Although, my ball hairs are very good.
All right, done with the ball hair countdown.
What's wrong with ball hair?
So, Tom Brady, obviously not Zach Newton's favorite guy, and I'm sure we'll hear about that again as days go on. Real quick, how's everyone doing in fantasy football?
I'm 1-2, sadly, but I did beat the cat piss out of the guy I played this week. Sorry, Rocker, or if you listen to this.
I am 2-1 in one. No, I guess I'm 2-1 in both of my leagues now. Waiting for Chris Johnson to realize he's not a soccer player. He's got to carry that ball. Matt Schaub, like, little consistency. That's all I want. Because I'm really, like, this week was ducking back and forth between Schaub and Romo. Decided on Schaub. And you went out and you look like an idiot, Schaub. So let's maybe
pick
that
up. You know the Cowboys aren't going to lose to like their little brother.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just talking about for fantasy points.
Yeah,
but I knew that they weren't going to lose or weren't going to win. I'm just saying, it'd be great if Andre Johnson would grow some hands. And other than that, that's really all I got for fantasy football for this week. So, yeah.
Felix, anything from you? Done any cool stuff lately?
Well, in that case, this is Average Joe's Podcast Season 4, Episode 1. And now we've got our outro, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Outro time?
Maybe. Yeah, it's there. It's there. I just wanted to make Felix
look better. Okay, cool.
Cool. All right. Bye, guys.
Later.
God, that was awesome. I think I'm about ready for Zach and Alex to send it on home. What do you think, Justin?
Justin Redman, ready in super sight.
All righty then.
Hey, we're in overtime, and so that means it's... time for what everybody's doing.
All right, so let's start out with the quietest member of the crew. What are you doing tonight?
I'm gonna go eat.
Gonna go eat?
And then I don't know. Chill.
Mystery.
Oh man.
It'd be hard to beat that.
Reinvented excitement.
I'd say we could get my grandma on the phone and she got the same plan. Well, instead of chill, it'd be Bunko. But Bunko's chill. So.
Yeah, Bunko is chill. Bunko's real chill.
Yeah.
Hey, get Uncle Griff. Go get your Uncle Randy.
He drove off.
No, he's gone.
Did he drive off?
Yeah.
Just follow.
Well, what
Cyrus.
He did was, like, you know, I said, I thought that he was, like, going into the car to get a towel, but actually what he did was, is he got in the car,
put a brick on the accelerator and then just hung his body out of the window and drove off to dry himself off. So,
oh.
That dude is the epitome of, like, homeless MacGyver.
Yeah, homeless MacGyver.
So what are you doing tonight, Zach Newton, that is radio appropriate?
Probably going to watch the end of Monday Night Football and then...
go Packers.
Drink a beer and go to sleep.
No knuckle babies? I feel like that was a big one last year.
Yeah, that was the one time.
There's always a possibility.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Felix, what you got?
I'm going to eat and then finish writing a paper.
Where are you eating at?
I don't know.
Can I get some of that pot pie?
No, you can't.
I want to play Halo Reach, too.
No, you're not coming over to my house to eat my food and play my video
game. Hang out with Andrew.
No.
What?
No, I'm going to go home and have some of this delicious chicken pot pie and beer bread that I made today.
You're such a dude.
I'm so happy about having actual food, not intern prepared boiling bag. Right?
Hey, he pulled it together on that second bowl. Yeah. I got some mom cake and some fried apples.
Mom cake?
Oh, yeah, awesome. Dude. She made a cake. I think
there's a pill for that. I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna chicken pot pie.
That's gross.
Have chicken pot pie and beer bread and. I've got to make it home by 10 o'clock because that's when Good Eats comes on. My morning, or my ritual every night is at 10 o'clock, I've got my teeth brushed, my clothes laid out for the next day. I'm in my room, I watch Good Eats till 10:30 and I go to bed. I'm turning into like the crazy cat lady, I think. God.
All right, guys, you have a good couple.
Griff, intern.
What are you going to do besides clean up all the mess you made?
Well, I was going to go eat, but now that I can... Reddy's gone and I can see the flames, so I might go try and find out where he's at.
Hey, my roommate just walked in. Masterson, what are you doing?
Everyone smells like asshole because I kegged.
Yeah, we just got a keg fridge and we got a free keg, so we didn't have to pay a deposit. And it turns out that 9-month-old beer that's been sitting in a carport smells like something died.
According to Masterson, smells like an asshole.
Asshole.
All right, well...
Your word of the week here on the Average Joe's.
No, it's not. So hopefully, as the year goes on, episode quality will improve. But, I mean, who's to say?
Doubtful.
Yeah, it is.
Horribly, horribly doubtful. So very doubtful.
But you know what's not doubtful?
The amount that...
That Masterson's done in the bathroom. And then come out okay?
What are you doing tonight, man?
Huh?
What are you doing tonight?
Going to watch
that. Oh, you're going over there? All right, cool.
Right, well,
we just ask what, that's what happens.
This is how we finish each episode.
Oh.
Yep. So, coming up next week, or not next week, next podcast, we'll hopefully have a recap, next month, recap of the game, more information about something.
You're going to spend a month with that?
If someone's a dedicated listener and hasn't done a call-in yet, just drop us a line. You can be our call-in, because I don't know if you've noticed, but we're literally... desperate for information to talk about on this podcast.
Well, you really just BS'd our way through this.
If not, I hear that Uncle Randy plays a mean Jew harp, and we can bring him in and have him do like a whole. That's an actual. Just for the record, those of you that are looking at me like I'm a racist, Jew harp is an actual instrument. I'm not making some kind of derogatory statement.
Consulting the internet.
Okay.
It's a rap, it's your man Coca, baby Krill's Mania, coast to coast. Get at me, BXTS till I die. One.
Hey guys, it's Zach. We had some technical difficulties back there. But just so you know, Alex isn't actually racist. Turns out the Jew harp is the world's oldest musical instrument.
It is. And I just want to point out that I was pretty sure about that because with a last name like Heichelbeck, I can't afford any anti-Semitic remarks.
This is true.
So, Jew harp, oldest instrument ever. I'm not a racist.
Kind of are racist.
Yeah, a little bit.
We hate Ben not because he's Polish.
Oh, yeah. Just
maybe Ben. Kind of because he's
anyone named Benjamin Subcheck is going to get it from us. Because, I mean, just...
Subcheck?
Subcheck? It's Subcheck spelled S-O-B-C-Z-Y-K. Sobcizic is how you should say that last name.
Agreed. There's one vowel in that entire
Yeah.
Two.
Why is it doesn't
Yeah, sometimes.
It doesn't that. It doesn't
One matter. Permanent and one temp. Right. So I'm not a racist all the time.
Alex not completely.
Jew harp is an instrument. It turns out that Uncle Randy can play one.
And this is Average Joe's Podcast, Season 4, Episode 1. We miss you, Raymer.
Woo, Raymer. I don't miss Raymer. Well,
yeah, we won't go into all that again. Audi!
Bye.
We are out, like...
Say bye, Griffin, you weirdo.
Bye.
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 Out like Ricky Martin.
Thanks for listening to Average Joe's Podcast. Be sure to check out more episodes of Average Joe's on iTunes or our website, ncdadodgeball.com. Until next time, just remember the 5 D's of dodgeball.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Bye-bye.